We're back. Week three of the sports betting rundown and week three of the NFL season. It's Jay here, introing the pod last week. Coming off a 3-2 last week. Solid. Always good to be plus units. 7-3 on the season. Unfortunately, cannot say the same for my co-host, Noah. 0-2. Hudson, 0-1. They're combined 0-8 on the year. I'm bringing Hudson back. I know I said I wouldn't. I said he'd have to get one right, but I do need a consistent co-host, and he's just a good podcaster, albeit not a good bettor. He's a solid podcaster, so I'm bringing him back, throwing the guy a little bone. He's down a lot of money. It's the least I could do, but here's what's going to happen. He's going to give one Thursday night pick, and this podcast, you might be listening after Thursday. It doesn't matter. If the pick hits, I'd tail him. That means he's hot again. That means he's back. If it loses, I'm fading all of his picks. He'd be 0-7 at that point. Just fade them all. He's the podcast mush. So he's giving 6 total picks. I'm giving 5. It's a full slate. Full slate of picks. Let's get into it. For my first pick, we're going to take it to Soldier Field. Bears versus the Houston Texans. And this is really the shit matchup of the week. Two awful teams. Bears, obviously, stole week one. I don't know how. Still, Bears are 1-1. Houston is 0-1-1. One tie. And I look at this. I see the first thing that catches my eye is Chicago's favored. And the second thing that catches my eye is the over-under of 40. And Chicago's team total right now is 21.5. So it's on a big number right there at the 21. Obviously, 3 touchdowns. And I'm going to take the under here. Chicago under 21.5. Houston in their 2 games. They've obviously not won yet, but their defense has been solid. Held Indianapolis to 20 points. That includes overtime, so basically 5 quarters. And they held Denver at Denver to 16. And the Bears, even though they won a game, they've been under 20 points both their games. And I think they're going to get figured out. This offense is not good. They're only letting Justin Fields throw, you know, a little more than 10 passes a game. And 21.5 is a lot for a defense who hasn't let up over 20 and an offense who hasn't scored more than 20. So we're rocking with Bears under 21.5.
What's up, guys? It's Hudson back from week 2. Sorry for the loser last week. The Broncos just couldn't do it. That brings my total record on the season to 0-6. But once again, like I said last week, we can't get much worse from here. We could only go up. And we're going to start on Thursday night. If I miss this pick, please fade me for my Sunday picks. But if I hit it, that means I'm hot. So I have a stat to bring all of you today. When an over-under, when a total for a game is set below 40, that means 39.5 and lower, the under hits at 64%. Now, in this game that we play, 64% will make you a millionaire, maybe even a billionaire. We are going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Cleveland Browns primetime Thursday night under 38.5. We're going to go with history on this one. The under's hitting. Both of these offenses are struggling early. It's a rivalry game. The under 38.5. For my first Sunday pick and my second pick overall, I'm going to go with a pick that I don't really like, but once again, that's why I like it. We're sticking with this theme. We're going to be a sharp this week. We're picking the teams that the public won't be on, and that's the Titans +2 at home. They are facing the Raiders, both these teams with disappointing starts, 0-2 for both of them. I just like the Titans as dogs. The Raiders have looked better, of course, last week. They completely blew that game, blew a parlay that I had, would have been a really nice +900 hit. So I'm not a big fan of the Raiders. We're going to go with the Titans here, +2 at home.
It's Jay again. For my next pick, we're doing another team total, and we're taking it to Minnesota. But we're not betting on the Vikings here. We're taking Lions over 23.5. What catches my eye again, like the Bears number, 23-24, that's a big jump. Because we're talking 3 touchdowns and 1 field goal. 24 is a very common number. But I like this pick. I like it for a lot of reasons. The Lions, currently on a streak of regular season, they've scored a touchdown in 15 consecutive quarters. It's mind-boggling. 15 consecutive quarters. So if you extrapolate that throughout a game, that's 28 points. I'm not saying it's going to continue, but just a very interesting stat that dates back to last season. And again, the Lions offense has been potent. Last game, they were missing all three interior O-linemen and kind of just bullied a relatively solid Washington D-line front seven. And even in game one, they lost against the Eagles, but they put up 35 points, 36 against Washington. And Minnesota, I really don't think is that good. I know we all watched Monday night and it seemed like they got bullied, but in reality, they only gave up 24 points. And in game one, they only gave up 7 to Green Bay. But I don't think this defense is that good. I think the Lions offense is great. I'm not saying the Lions are going to win, but I do think it will be high scoring. And I lean Lions spread here and I lean over. So if you combine the two, that equals Lions team total over. So that's the pick. For my next pick, we're going to America's Game of the Week. Packers at Buccaneers. Aaron Rodgers at Tom Brady. And this pick is going to be counterintuitive to a lot of people. I like the under here. Right now it's at 42. I like this bet. When you look at both of these teams' first two games, the offenses have just not looked right for either side. The Buccaneers scoring 20 or less both games. And if you just the simple eye test will tell you that it's not, just doesn't look right. Tom Brady, they've won, but he's not looked hot. The running game's been okay. And same with the Packers, really. Rodgers has no one to pass to. Old Sammy Watkins, wide receiver one so far. Alan Lazard. They've been really leaning on the running game, in that the running game, run defense, the Buccaneers' front seven is their strength. And really, the Packers' defense is also their strength. So it's two very strong defenses and two offenses that, looking at the quarterback, should be good, but they're not. And when you dig deeper into the sharp data, only 28% of the bets are on the under and 51% of the money. So pretty much a quarter of the bets and half the money. Sharps are all over the under. I like the under, and that's my pick, under 42.
For my third pick, we're going to head over to Indianapolis, where the Indianapolis Colts will be facing off against the Kansas City Chiefs. This line to me is shocking. I would think, just based on how these teams are playing, it would be in the double digits. It is definitely not in the double digits. It is 6.5. So, wow, you must be thinking, oh, under a touchdown, I'm going to take the red-hot Kansas City Chiefs. The Colts, on the other hand, so disappointing these first two games. Of course, week one, they had that tie against the Texans. Week two, shut out against the Jaguars. I think week three, they finally start to pick up the pace a bit. Matt Ryan, Jonathan Taylor, they're going to get in their groove. They're going to get hot. We're going to take the Indianapolis Colts +6.5 because it doesn't really make sense. You would think the Chiefs, but no, we're going to go with the Colts. For my fourth pick, I'm going to stick with the team that has led to so much disappointment for me in these past 2 weeks, and that is the Denver Broncos. Prime time against the 49ers. Of course, the 49ers sadly lost Trey Lance. We never like injuries here on the Sports Betting Rundown. But I think the Broncos are finally going to play well. Week three, Russ has something to prove to his fans. They didn't cover last week. The fans clearly disappointed even though they got the win. The Broncos are home dogs. And whenever a team travels to the altitude, especially a team like San Francisco, used to that California climate, I love the Broncos home. And yes, of course, I loved them last week at home. But that was minus 10. This is +1.5. All they need to do is win the game or lose by one. I love the Broncos. Book it.
For my next pick, it's going to be the first prop of week three, the Sports Betting Rundown. And we're taking it to another gross game. Apologies in advance. Falcons at the Seahawks. Just two not great teams, to be honest. Seahawks did steal that win week one against Denver. Falcons looked pretty good last week, gave the Rams a scare, but just came up short. And I'm turning to the Falcons here, and I really like Drake London over 4.5 receptions. This line just does not make sense to me. Drake London and the Falcons have gone up against two of the best pass defenses weeks 1 and 2. When he faced New Orleans, he had 5 catches, 74 yards. And when he faced the Rams, he had 8 catches, 86 yards, a touchdown, and the 2-point conversion. This is on 12 targets. So Drake London is getting massive target volume. And I really just don't understand why it's only 4.5. But if Vegas is going to give this to us, we're going to take it. Drake London over 4.5 catches. For my 5th and final pick and second prop, we're going to take it to Nashville, Tennessee. Battle of the winless teams. 0-2 Raiders visiting the 0-2 Titans. Both teams a surprising 0-2, considering that both of them were playoff teams last year in the AFC. So the fact of the matter is both teams fighting for their seasons, fighting for their lives this Sunday. It's a must-win game. And I'm going to focus in on the Raiders last week. I'm sure we all saw them lose a 20-0 lead. They looked dominant that first half and just blew it. Just blew it to the Cardinals team. Cardinals looked dead. They were alive. And both of these games, Raiders scored 23 points, 19 points. Not a great showing. But in both of these games, Derek Carr threw for 2 touchdowns. And I looked at the injury report today. Josh Jacobs, a surprise questionable. So the running game should be a little banged up going into Sunday. And Derek Carr's touchdown line is 1.5. At minus 120, so basically just a normal bet. And in a must-win game, I'm going to guess he keeps up his production, considering that he threw 2 touchdowns the first 2 games, and they played like shit. I'm going to assume they either played like shit or better, and he should at least get 2 touchdowns here. I like the bet. And the Raiders, man, adding Davante Adams. A lot of people forgot about that. They added a top receiver in the league. So Derek Carr, 1.5 touchdowns over.
For my 5th pick, I'm going to stay away from the spreads and go with a prop that I've never taken before and that many people probably don't even know exist, and that's first drive result. And the game we're going to be looking at is Seahawks-Falcons. I have one stat for you, and then I'm going to tell you the line, and then you're going to take the pick. In 3 out of the 4 Seahawks or Falcons games, because of course they played 2 each, 3 out of the 4 have ended with a field goal attempt. The first drive has ended with a field goal attempt. 2 have gone in, 1 has missed, but that's irrelevant. It just needs to be an attempt. And the odds right now for the first drive to end in a field goal attempt, plus 430. Wow, plus 430. Lots of value there. We're going to take that pick and just hope it hits. For my last pick, we're going to head down to Miami, where the Dolphins will be taking on the Bills, and I'm going to take a team total here. We're going to go with the Dolphins under 23. Last week, Dolphins had a great game, scoring late to end up winning that game in overtime. But I think after a performance like that, you're just going to have disappointment. Taking on the Bills, as we've seen, is one of the hardest things you could do in the NFL. 23 points, it's not even that low. They need to score over 3 touchdowns to hit that. I think this pick is pretty obvious here. We're going to go with the Miami Dolphins under 23.
And that brings us to the end of this episode, NFL Week 3 Sports Betting Rundown. 5 picks from me, 6 picks from Hudson. Hudson's first pick being the Thursday night game. If that hit, Taylor's pick Sunday. If it missed, fade his pick Sunday. 5 picks from me, coming off a 4-1 week 1, a 3-2 week 2, to bring myself to a combined 7-3 on the season, a blazing hot start. And knock on wood, week 3 is going to bring more of the same on the Sports Betting Rundown. As always, rate and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, whatever. We really do appreciate the support on the show. Follow me on Twitter @JSportsBetting1. And as always, let's make some money.